here in the streets of grass here at Laura. Laura, could you just tell us a little bit where we are and about this garden?
Okay, we are in Gracia. It's a neighborhood, a very nice one, in Barcelona. I live very close from where we are. Well, we are in Banyoles Street, and now we go to the garden.
Yeah.
It's a community garden.
Yeah.
So, like 4 months ago, a group of people from the neighborhood, like associations and, well, Ateneus, which is like a cultural association, we decided to squat an empty space that it was empty for 5 years.
Car coming.
Oh, it's a car.
It's quite strange. Normally you don't really get these loud cars across.
Oh,
it's quite a quiet neighborhood.
This street is really, really very quiet. So we decided to squat an empty space and to plant a garden.
So we're just explain to people, unless they can't see the pictures,
okay.
Just as we approach down the street, like what do you see as you approach?
We are in front of the wall of the entrance, and there's a graffiti. You call it like this? Okay.
Or a mural.
Huh?
A mural?
A mural, okay. And it's written on it, it's Hort Comunitari, which is a community garden in Catalan. And yeah, if you are in the street, you can also see a big aubergine, a giant aubergine that one week ago there's a bunch of people that came with graffitis and painted, and it's really, really amazing. And I hope once you come and you see the aubergine. And okay, and there's the entrance in the middle between a giant carrot also. And bushes, and this is the paint.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're at the door now, and could you tell us a little bit more about the door, because it's changed up last week.
Yes, yeah. We had, well, the door is a very ugly one. It was a very ugly one. It was grey, and we we made a hole on it for the kids to see inside of the garden, and for the people also, because they are always very curious, and they are trying to see inside. And also we paint 2 bees.
Mm-hmm.
They are happy bees, and they are saying, welcome to the garden.
So we'll go inside anyway.
Okay. Okay, now we are walking on a path that we built also with stones.
Yeah.
Just to make it easier to get in. And okay, on our right we have we call it aromatic herbs spiral.
Ah, sure.
Which is like a permaculture construction where you, in a very little space, you can plant lots of little bushes, aromatic ones, mm. Very typical from the Mediterranean site. Well, I don't know. We have Thymus vulgaris, I say it in Latin because
yeah.
No? Thymus vulgaris, Rosmarinus officinalis, Menta officinalis also, and petersilie, you say it?
I don't know, what is
it? Petersilie?
Calianta?
No, it's petersilie.
Persil?
Yes, persil. Yeah.
Persil. Okay, okay.
And also at the end of the spiral there's a little, I don't know how.
Like a pond?
Like a pond with water, and a frog, a plastic frog.
Is that like a sort of like a kid's play zone?
Yes,
there,
it's a place for the kids, and also like a nice aesthetical,
yes, yes.
Very nice thing.
Okay.
Okay, we also have on the right, this is a bit difficult in English, but it's a place where we plant in winter, we plant the seeds that are going to grow in spring and late spring, and we plant it in a big cage, say, or like
it's
this.
like a box, or it's like a glass house type.
Okay, it's like a glass house, you say. Well, it's a big glass cage where inside you plant your seeds, and then they grow with the heat of the fermentation, because we put inside we put earth, you say.
Yes, earth. Yes? Yeah.
You put earth with the sheet of the the sheet of the horses. Okay, you put everything together, and then it fermentates.
Mm-hmm.
And with the heat of the fermentation, then you get the greenhouse. So it's
okay.
Like a greenhouse.
Okay.
And then the little seeds, they start growing.
And I'm here at the moment now, there's a list.
There's, I will say it, the ones that I know in English. There's basilicum, there's aubergine, there's mice, there's peppers, tomatoes, also lettuce, you say, and carrots, and and beans.
Okay.
These are the ones that are going to, we are going to plant them in spring.
Okay. And are the seeds in there already, or is it just prepared?
No, they are already inside, so it's better if we close it.
Yes. When did the seeds go in?
When?
Did the seeds go into the ground?
When they are like 4 fingers.
Okay.
Height.
But were they put in this morning or last week?
Oh, we put it last week.
Okay.
So we are waiting until they grow a little bit. They are like teenagers. And then they can be independent and we can plant them.
And just here?
On the earth. Yeah, here is to put... today we made a workshop of compostation, you see?
Compost.
To make compost, anaerobian compost. And we made a hole. To put all the compost inside because it needs to rest for 2 weeks at the end. See, the last phase is 2 weeks resting on the earth. So we decided. we made the hole today to put in.
Could you explain about the bags and their history?
All these bags, okay. Mm. Yeah, because when we enter this empty space, it was with.
Concrete.
With concrete, yes. And we decided to remove the concrete and to use the arcilla, the mat is like mat. More or less.
Which was under the concrete
Which was under the concrete. We decided to use it, so to mix it with the sheets of the horses and with normal agricultural earth, soil that they have in rural places. We brought it here and we mixed it everything. So the concrete that we removed, now we don't know what to do with it because we are in the middle of the city, and what can you do with tons of concrete? So we put it in bags, and we normally bring it to the like public places where they I don't know how to explain this. It's like a place where you go with your.
Which are rubbish?
Rubbish, and it's a special rubbish, like toxic ones or big one, dangerous ones.
Like this Punt Verde.
Yeah, it's
the green point.
Ah, okay, the green point.
Well, no, it's just a translation.
It's a special place for special rubbish.
Okay, and over here.
Okay.
Is on the left hand side.
One of the first things we made is like like a porch or something like this. No, how do you call it?
A shack of sort. It's sort of like a shack or a covered area.
Okay. Yeah, we wanted to have some things protect from the rain and from the sun and everything. So we decided to make a roof, a wooden roof, and we have a sink. And now we already have a toilet, and it's the place where we put the special and important things like the seeds or paper or things that if they get wet, they can.
Okay. And here as well, we have lots of
stuff. Yeah, because the last week we organized like a workshop for all the neighbors and also for people from another neighborhoods to paint a mural inside of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So they came with all the paints and colors and materials, and they left it here, and we have to put some order because it's a mess.
Okay.
Now, here also we have the
more compost
box for the compost. We made it. Also, it's how do you call it? Handmade.
Yes. And very solid.
Yes,
we
recovered. You say recovered. We recycled woods from the street, and we made it with it.
Hmm.
And
And this one is already, it's already quite a lot of vegetables.
Yes.
And is this coming from people in the garden, or do people in the area come and drop stuff off? Or?
People from the garden, especially.
Okay.
Well, actually, when I'm in my kitchen, I put all the vegetables on a special box and I bring it here.
Okay.
To make compost.
Oh, in that compost, and later we'll be going back into the earth to
yes.
help the earth and. Okay.
Okay, this is the first area
yeah.
where we remove the concrete. And it's a shady, you say shady?
Yes, yes.
Shady one, so they made a mistake at the beginning because they removed the concrete in a shady
yes.
area of the garden, but well, it's.
It's okay.
It's growing everything, so we have the.
Cauliflower.
The cauliflower, you call it? Okay.
The lovely spirally one, like a
yes.
Mandelbrot said.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
So the cauliflowers are very happy, so I guess it's not that shady.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, but we have plans for this place. I think we're going to remove all the vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and we are like going to leave it for the wild herbs, or
okay. yeah, yeah.
just to make an experiment
yeah, yeah.
what will grow here.
Okay.
We don't
okay.
know.
But it's even though like in what it's 4 months since they were first put in the soil, but like if they've grown a lot
yes,
in four
yes,
months,
yes, yes, yes.
it really is.
This is also the Mediterranean climate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cold, but it's not that cold in winter, and it never.
Mm-hmm.
So the recycling. Point.
It's
organic, yeah, organic, but not compostable. We call it.
Okay.
For the glass, for the plastic, for the organic that will go to the compost, and for the things that you cannot recycle directly, so you just put it on the
okay.
on the block. Here we have the beans. Yeah, they are beans actually. Yeah, we plant them because they enrich the soil. They fix the nitrogen
okay.
and they enrich the soil. So we plant a lot of leguminosas, which are the family of plants, and just to enrich the soil because it's been a soil that's been maybe 50 years under the concrete.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
it became without oxygen and very poor, so we decided to first a phase of enrichment
okay.
plants that fix nitrogen and
there was an experiment here with there was a sort of a permaculture experiment in this area. Could you
yes we had experiment here.
Why we can just catch them.
We have experiment here with permaculture. And it is we have the circle plant. We have circle. We plant in a circle in a ring of earth, and then a bowl in the middle of the ring. We put
in the middle of the ring.
We put a organic material, okay, so all the waste from your house, your vegetables, your kitchen, you just put it in the middle. No compost, no nothing. Just put in the middle of the ring, so you plant the plants on the outside of the ring. The ring is 1 meter in diameter. 1 meter in diameter, and then in the middle of the ring, and you plant on the outside of the ring, and in the middle, it is a little shallow, like a bowl in the middle, and then you put organic material in the middle.
Okay. And it's what have been the results of your experiments so far?
Very good results. Very, very good. Very good results.
Vila, can I have the terrace?
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you. So, very good result. In the plant with this experiment, double big. So it is two times big from the other plant.
Since last week there's little cups in the ground of water. Could you explain what's happening with them?
I don't know what the cup is for. I don't know who the crazy maybe the redhead person. The redhead
okay.
person.
We go back to the redhead.
I know.
What is the cup for?
It's una trampa? How do you call it?
Oh, it is a trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap for ants.
Ah.
Because they eat the beans, and we wanted to catch them. It's beer.
Yeah. They might catch more than ants. Hold on a second.
the Irish people.
Of course, Irish beer. Of course.
Irish, this will trap the Irish man. And we will find the Irish man
with the ants. Okay. Well, it's great to see that there is experiments going on, because I think the idea that it's not something just fixed, that it, you know, we learn as we go on.
Hey man, what the fuck? What's all this plant stuff about, man? What is this? I mean, like, is this like totally organic? Is this organic?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It's,
oh, this is like
organic.
It's just like hippie. Do you guys do free love? You guys must do free love here. Because, man, I've never seen...
Organic love.
Organic love. I've never seen plants like this, man. This takes some serious love.
In LA.
They've been doing some weird love here. Weird happy love.
I was watching these people doing these crazy experiments earlier here, man. I swear, it's going to be like some serious organic activity going around.
And what sort of experiments did you see? And how did you see this, by the way?
They were touching each other. And they were talking to the plants. And man, I swear, I could say there was a little bit of pheromonal activity going on. Huh? It's all organic, man. All organic.
It's a trap also. The pheromones. Yeah.
Pheromonal.
It's a workshop to release pheromones, and then the insects, they get trapped. Ah. And then they don't eat the beans.
And has this experiment happened before, or has this just been made up in Esuerto?
What?
Is this a process which exists from before?
No.
Is this new from the commentary?
Yes. Wow. It's organic theater agriculture.
Wow, that's deep. Okay, so we'll continue on the rest
continue,
of the...
Continue, please.
Okay.
Yeah, here we have the green abono.
Manure,
yeah. The green manure. So you grow graminias, like cereals.
Okay.
And you grow also leguminosas, this kind of family that fix the nitrogen. So you leave them grow like one or two palms,
yeah.
How do you call it?
Palms.
Palms, yes. And when they are enough height and they have already the fruit, then you can cut them. You cut it, you...
mix it with...
You mix it with the earth, with the soil, and you also, with this method, you can enrich the soil also.
Okay.
So all our experiments to enrich the soil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And...
here, very important.
Okay.
I have to say, it's an emotional thing.
More emotional.
More emotional.
It's a very emotional garden.
We are very hippies. No, it's not, you know, this thing. These are peas that I brought from the Pyrenees.
Okay.
So every summer I used to go to the Pyrenees for a work camp, and I know the people there. They are very nice people. They are shelters. And they gave me peas, but black peas.
Okay.
They are special race of peas. So we plant them here to know if they like the Mediterranean climate. And it's also an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And close to the peas, there's a big fungus
I don't know what the...
came with the earth. So I said before that we bought the earth to a farmer that lives very very far from Barcelona. So we bought the earth, and it came with seeds of fungus.
Okay.
So we have a lot of fungus here.
Excellent.
But it's okay.
I think it's looking happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spray cans.
Yes. On the graffiti proof.
And there's water here.
Ah, yes. Okay. A barrel. So yeah, we have like three plastic barrels, and we put here the water. We pour the water direct from the tap, and we leave it here like for a few days, just to get the chloride evaporate.
Okay.
The chemical that they put to make it
drinkable.
Drinkable, yeah, potable, no. I was going to say. Yeah. To make it drinkable, so we leave it here for 2-4 days just to get it evaporated.
Because those chemicals are negative for the soil and for the plant.
Yes, they will burn the vegetables, it's better if they get evaporated. And this is the last thing, but it was the first thing. When we entered here, we didn't have soil, earth. Mm. I said it before. And before we started removing the concrete, we decided to make a garden in big bags, big plastic bags, and where we started the garden. And okay, we have neighbors asking if we lost a dog. No.
Just to explain enough that this garden is surrounded by buildings and all the neighbors are looking into this funny zone.
We are like a TV, 24 hours TV. Yes, yeah, it's surrounded by buildings and it's an open space, so all the neighbors can see what we are doing.
Mm. And today one of the neighbors was here playing his accordion,
Yes, he came. Actually, he came the first day also.
Okay.
He and a friend came with accordions and it was the music that we had because we don't have electricity.
Yeah. There was a connection with other neighbors?
Yes, the neighbors that are in this...
terrace.
This patio and this terrace, and they gave us the electricity, the cable, and then we could have music at the beginning.
Okay.
So
the big bag.
What else?
And then we have.
Yes, the mural.
Yes. In the very, I want to bring you over here. As we pass the bees on the ground, can you explain a little bit about this and about this phrase especially?
Okay. Last week we had this workshop of paint the mural, the walls of the garden, and in one corner, and we paint how do you call this?
This looks to be the back of a different layer of bricks of the corrugated. It looks like a shutter, a shop shutter, a Parisian. In so we're in the way of spray artists here.
So we use it to make it like the door of an Ateneo. Mm. I said that before that an Ateneo is like a cultural association. I mean an Ateneo. Of the neighborhood, so it's.
But just to explain, because it's like so much of the Parisians, the shutters in Barcelona, nearly all of them have spray painted or murals on them.
Yeah.
So this is actually one of the few that doesn't, even though it's part of a mural.
Not yet. I think that the graffiti artists, they will come and they will do something here. And close to it, there's our what do you call it? Like a slogan, our slogan of the garden, but it's in Catalan. If you read it in Catalan,
it's
"Els espais buits no fan gràcia," and it means the empty spaces don't make us laugh.
Okay.
It's a joke, a word joke.
Yeah, like a playing with words. Or
yes, because "gràcia" is the name of the neighborhood, and it's also it also means like laugh to laugh to make fun, and we say that the empty spaces don't make us laugh.
Oh.
Something like this. Well, it's difficult to translate.
Okay, and if we just go over to the other corner here, because we've it's funny how much things can happen in a small space, no?
Yeah.
So.
Okay, here we have benches that we made with the concrete. So we recycle the concrete also, not only for to remove it and to trash it, but we recycle some of the big stones of the concrete to make benches, for the old people to come and to sit down, to relax, or for us also, for the assemblies. So this is a nice project to recycle of this concrete. And with the concrete we made a corner, our special corner, because we have a very important plant here. We have this plant which is called the Gracia Rose.
Ah.
and it's not a rose, but it's a very, it's a plant that grows in the deserts or in the beach. And one neighbor, an old man, he said that only the people from Gracia and the people that he likes and he admires and have this plant.
Lovely.
So he came and he gave us this plant, and we planted in a very special corner with another special plant. So it's a nice corner.
No, it is. It's beautiful. Hmm. Beautiful.
The Mediterranean corner.
Yes, yes.
What else? The chest, you say?
The
graffiti artist. They paint a chest.
A chessboard.
Chessboard.
Yeah.
On the.
Okay, and then as well on the wall here, like there's a white space.
Ah, yeah, that's true. Because when it will be warmer, we want to make a cinema on the fresca, we say. I don't know how to say
it.
So it's
fresh air cinema.
Fresh air cinema.
Maybe
so we paint a huge rectangle or square to project the movies here.
Okay. And it's also the space is Wi-Fi, so people can come with their laptops.
Yes.
And
I think we have to improve this. But
okay.
But yeah,
more of the work in progress.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then today, people were eating for the first time.
The scarola, the lettuce. Today we had. I don't know the name in English. It's a special lettuce and winter lettuce actually, and we it's our first. First crop, you say?
Yeah.
So we eat it today in a popular lunch.
Excellent.
It was very, very tasty.
So maybe to finish off in, let's say, well, during our lunch today we were talking about how long it would take if we were to have olive trees, because the olives were not from the garden.
Ah, okay.
But just like we're saying, maybe 30, 40 years, which is a long time.
Yeah.
But I suppose to finish, I'd like to just ask a little bit about how you'd like to see Gracia as a barrio in maybe 30, 40 years, in terms of would there be more gardens or more?
I hope so. Okay, first I hope to live here in 30, 40 years, because it's a very expensive neighborhood. The young people that want to stay here, they have really big problems because
the
rents are very high and we are in difficulties. But, well, of course, if I stay here and the gardens project, so this is the first garden in this neighborhood, but we want to meet the people,
for more people to come,
but to squat more at these places, and
so to be excited by this, and sort of go, more,
and to have like 100 gardens in Gracia,
which is possible. I like
this. Possible because there are 100 empty spaces. So, and yeah, these are public places where life grows spontaneously, so this is what we want for the neighborhood.
Excellent.
What I want, and I'm sure that they also want it.
Excellent. And just on the, because some of the questions I've been asking people is about who's using the space. Like, it's not only, you know, young, punky type people, it is them, but also it's people from the area, it's old people, like it's a very diverse group.
Families with kids, the people that are running the garden, we are like politically compromised, most of us, but the people that is coming and is helping, and it's, some of them are getting also compromised with us, they are neighbors from here, some of them with political ideas, some of them not that interested, but this is one of the nicest things of this project, I think, that it attracts people, very different people, and it starts here, and then this people can get involved in another thing.
It's like a little seed, no?
This is what I like of this kind of projects, because I've been involved in another like alternative political things, and sometimes they are too much.
Too closed, in the little ghetto or the bubble.
I'm very comfortable there because the people is like me, things like me, and everything is like I want, but it's not a realistic experience.
I completely agree with you.
So the garden, for me, it's a realistic experience because can attract people, very different people.
Yeah.
Actually, the graffiti artist I don't know if they are politically compromised.
Yes, yes.
They like the place, they come, they... So,
yeah.
This is what I like.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Me too. Because it's, I think there's something special about just having an open door.
Yeah.
Because when it's kind of, someone passes, they might know and they just go, "What's this?
Mm-hmm.
This looks strange. Ooh, this looks really nice.
Yes.
Look at those people. They all look happy. There's kids. There's old people. You know, it's."
But you always have to tell the people, "Come in,
yeah,
because they are on the."
Well, it's for many people, it's something very different.
Yes.
So it's
strange for them. Okay. But when you tell them, "Come," they get in. Then most of them they stay.
Yeah.
They come back. So this is nice.
So we'll see. In 4 months' time or 4 years' time, we'll see how it goes.
We have another interview.
So we'll see.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.